237.
Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
And a happy Thursday night to you. Welcome to the program. We're here to talk to you about anything that you want. We're going to be here live until 9 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time, of course. And then the 9 to 10 o'clock hour, we're still here, but in time warp fashion. And you'll just have to tune in for that to find out what that means. 1-800-259-9231. Again, is the toll-free telephone number for you. So, in the past 24 hours, since the end of the last show...
22 hours.
Right, 22 hours, okay. I have made the... we have outed the faker.
Really?
Now, I never really got into the details on who this person was. Last night, we talked about the new option that our Shriners can take. And if you go to freetalklive.com, you can log into the Shrine of Female Listeners. And you can see what that's all about. Anyway, the new option allows our Shriners to validate themselves. And you can see Erin's picture on there. She has validated herself. And she did that by holding up a sign that said, Free Talk Live, took a picture of herself and sent it in to us. We know Erin's a real girl who really does listen to this show. Now, it's not a beauty contest, ladies, so anyone who is a female is welcome to do this. We put the validation thing in there because we've been fooled before. And sure enough... The reason we even thought of this was because we got sent these pictures allegedly by a girl named Corinne.
Now, very attractive girl named Corinne.
Yes, very, very hot. We did not read the email, but basically in her email, first of all, if you were to just look at the pictures, you could kind of tell that she was a fake, just based on she sent real small pictures. And she sent a bunch of real small pictures. And having multiple pictures is usually a good thing. But that doesn't mean that the person who sent this email didn't rip five pictures off of somebody's website and send it in an email. So I sent her an email back saying, and guess what the email said? My name's Corinne. I'm 18. I live in Tampa Bay, which, of course, was where we're originating the show from. I hate government.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, how many hot, hot women have you seen that are, like, really politically active? At age 18.
Not many, no.
I mean, I've seen some hot libertarian women, but they're usually around 36 or so. Because that's
They've had enough time to get sick and tired of it.
Yeah, exactly. So, totally unbelievable email. On top of that, she says, I love cold weather, and that's why I'm considering joining the Free State Project. It just seemed like a complete BS email. And so I emailed back, and I was very nice. I said, Corinne, I want to let you know that we'll put your picture up regardless of what you decide to do here. Because if you go to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com, you'll see that we now have a validated section on top and then a separate section for the invalidated Shriners. Now, you'll notice that 99% of our Shriners are invalid, but that's because we just created this option and all of those girls joined to the option. Okay, so that's why that's that way. So I told her, we'll put you up, so don't worry about it. Whatever choice you make, you're going on the Shrine. I didn't want to make it mandatory, and it's not. But then I explained to her what she needs to do to become a validated Shriner and explained why. I explained we've been duped in the past, and here's the reasons why we're doing this. She emails back saying she's insulted. She's insulted that I would ask her to do something like that. She doesn't want her pictures on the Shrine now, and... she's huffing and puffing. And so I emailed back. I said, well, you know, that's a real shame. We really were looking forward to having you on our Shrine. You know, if you change your mind, by all means, go ahead and send us a validated picture. Or just change your mind and say, put my picture back up. We'll put your picture up. And then she gave it away.
How so?
She emailed back and she said, you're a douche. Now, you know who that is, right?
Yeah, it was old some listeners. Got it.
Some of our younger listeners who we've had listening to this show for a long time. And if you log on to freetalklive.com, you can get into the bulletin board system, and they post on there frequently. And as a matter of fact, that's who Jackie had predicted that it was. She thought that it was Corey. And sure enough. And of course, the name was Corinne.
I missed that.
The email was Corey, baby. So it's just all signs point to some troublemakers. So the validation process has already worked its magic.
Beautiful.
I just thought I'd share that story with you. Oh, hey, did you know you can email this show? FTL@freetalklive.com is the email address, and we might just read your emails live on the air. And, of course, the show is about your phone calls primarily, though. So if you call in right now at 1-800-259-9231 and just bring up what's on your mind, be it an issue, be it something personal, you literally will be able to interrupt the show, even if we're in the middle of an email. Stop down, and we'll go to your phone calls. That's how important they are.
That's right. It's your show.
It is
talk about
show.
Anything you want to talk
Take
about.
Take control anytime. 1-800-259-9231. In the meantime, we'll continue. Well, not continue, but I guess we're kind of continuing from where we left off last night, because we received an email about the thing that we talked about last night, which was this teacher here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida who, 23 years old, had sex with her 14-year-old student, male student. She had sex with him in their classroom. She had sex with him in the back of a sports utility vehicle that was being driven by his 15-year-old cousin. And apparently they had some phone conversations. News was
That's
going
to violate some law somewhere.
Oh, it definitely violated a law. Apparently there's more news today about the case. The police have released audio tapes of her talking to the 14-year-old. So I guess they must have set her up. I mean, I guess somebody ratted him out, or he ratted her out, or some, I don't know who ratted who on who, but you know someone had to speak up.
She probably didn't tell.
No, she definitely didn't. It was either him or one of his friends, and so then they must have set up a phone call or something like that. I don't have the script in front of me, but it did promote this email from Scott. He writes us, here's the biggest problem. This is Scott. Here's the biggest problem with consensual sex between a 14-year-old and, let's say, a 20-year-old. There's no penalty for the 14-year-old for committing the same act voluntarily as does the 20-year-old. Because it takes two. I mean, they call it statutory rape here in the state of Florida. And it makes it sound so bad. And I'm not saying it's a good thing to have underage sex. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying it. This, in this case, was consensual. She didn't tie him down and rape him. I think it's unfair to label something like that rape. I think that's really unfair to all the women who have been violently and forcibly, and I guess there's one or two men out there, but mostly women who have been violent.
No, that's a completely inaccurate statement.
What?
There are six times as many men raped in the United States as there are women. A woman's raped every minute in the United States. A man's raped every 10 seconds.
Wait a minute. I totally
it's absolutely
that.
The truth.
How is a man raped every 10 seconds?
In the United States of America, a man is raped
by another man.
By another man.
Okay.
In
that's
prison.
Different. In prison. I got you. Let's go to the phones. An anonymous caller. You're
but,
on.
You know, women get all this sympathy for rape stuff.
Anonymous caller, you're on Free Talk Live, and I would advise the board up to have his hands on the potentiometer there. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Jorge.
I'm anonymous. I like to be anonymous.
You've got
to. I like to talk to you guys.
I mean, we forgot your name. Go ahead there, anonymous.
Yes. Hello, guys.
Hey, what's
going on? This is my first call, and I would like to say hello. I like your show.
Hey, Jorge, what do you think about the 23-year-old teacher who had sex with her 14-year-old student?
I like it.
Nice.
Do you think that she should be charged with statutory rape for it?
No, he should be rewarded.
He should be rewarded?
Yes, he's very good.
Well, wait, what should he be rewarded with besides what he's already got?
Good point.
Yeah, he's gotten something that most 14-year-olds and 15 and 16, 17-year-olds could ever dream about, basically.
I know, he's got a really good deal. He's got some nice ass there.
Well, unfortunately, he ruined it by opening his big fat mouth.
Yeah, that is very stupid.
Yeah.
Loose lips sink ships.
Indeed. So what's on your mind, anonymous caller, tonight?
Well, I was just wanting to talk to you guys about the show, and but I cannot hear you, so I have no idea what you guys are talking about. So,
well, we're actively recruiting affiliates, and we're going to ask you to hold on, because he hasn't gotten a chance. Yeah, come on. He hasn't gotten a chance to say what he wanted yet. Hold on, you. 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231, and then you can call in and bring up anything you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Safran's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass, and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally. No more cellulite. Improves your vision and memory retention. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed, anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. Visit the Anti-Aging Medical Convention at Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas, December 2nd through the 5th, booth 802, and meet Dr. Safran. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. Was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And let's go right back to the phones. It's a show about you. You can bring up anything you want. And let's go back to the anonymous caller. Calling from somewhere.
Oh, you are so tricky. I didn't even know it was me. It is Jorge.
Jorge.
Yes, it is me.
I'm hey. The guest.
Talking to the retalkers.
Yes, you are.
Hey, yes?
What was on your mind tonight, Jorge? Anything?
Not really.
A little THC?
What?
Huh? Go ahead.
What? Yes. Well, I talked to someone about the affiliate.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And putting you guys on the radio box.
I thought to him,
and he was like, it's a good idea, and he likes you guys, and he's going to put you on the radio box. And
who
he
said that?
You. This guy, I think his name is Chuck.
His name is Chuck?
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay.
He was in the woods behind my house, and I was walking, and I saw him, and I talked to him, and I told him about the free tacos, and he said he liked it.
Well, you know what, Jorge? We really appreciate you getting out there and making a difference and talking to strangers in the forest.
Wow.
Thanks, man.
I like that.
Hey, dude, we're gonna let you go. We gotta run, man. We're gonna let you go. Anything else?
What?
I said anything else. We're going to let you go.
Bye.
See ya. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
Boy, put the phones in the hand of anybody.
Yes, indeed. All right, so let's continue this email here. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. So Scott is writing us, and he's saying that the problem with the sex laws as we have them is there's no penalty for the 14-year-old that's having sex with the 23-year-old for committing the same act voluntarily as the 20-year-old does.
One of them is an adult. The other one's not.
Okay. Well, he's saying here the 20-year-old goes to jail, and the 14-year-old goes back to school. He says, make it a crime for the 14-year-old to have sex with a 20-year-old rather than the other way around, and maybe these 14- or 16-year-olds will think twice before they do the deed.
And maybe they will think twice about reporting the deed that gets done to them. I'm sorry. I mean, you know...
You make it sound like it's rape, and I'm sorry,
I'm not saying it's not rape, but it is against the law, and you're given a lot of freedoms at 18 years old. You have more freedoms than the other person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're in control of your life now. You're captaining your ship. A 14-year-old is not. They can't decide how late they stay out. They can't decide what kind of job they have. They can't decide anything. It's their parents' decision. And when you turn 18, you get to be an adult. You get all the responsibilities of an adult. And thereby, you know, you've got to worry about who you're having sex with. I'm sorry.
As far as I'm concerned, if you're 14 years old and you're having sex with your 23-year-old teacher, you've just taken on the responsibilities of having sex. By having sexual intercourse or any sort of sexual act, you've gone ahead and given your consent to understanding that you could possibly get this woman pregnant.
Well, that
and that you
that
could
exists.
Possibly get a sexually transmitted disease from it. And who
he
knows
bears
what
all
it's...
those responsibilities. Right. Well, he is going to bear, like, if he got her pregnant, he would be the father of that child and would be responsible for payments.
So
but
why don't we just leave it there?
She's an adult.
But why do we have to put her in prison for it? Now we're going to pay for
this
woman.
She's not going to prison.
How do you know that?
She's not going to go to prison.
Any man would go to prison. A 23-year-old man having sex with a 14-year-old girl would go to prison. So why
shouldn't
this?
Not for very long.
Now, what do you mean by that? Like 6 months? A year?
Yeah.
Well, like that's... Oh, okay. Well, what if they do...
That's the amount of time I want somebody to get to keep them away from my daughter. I'm sorry, but a 23 or 24-year-old guy can talk a 14-year-old girl into having sex with him.
Whatever happened to parental responsibility, man? Which I'm not saying that you can watch your 14-year-old daughter 24 hours a day. Obviously, no parent has that ability. But you either raise them right...
What happened to personal responsibility? Stop having sex with 14-year-olds. It's not like it's a freaking surprise. You're going to go to jail if you have sex with kids.
Yeah, that's the way the laws are, but Scott here is saying that maybe we should put the 14-year-old in... Let me finish the email. He says maybe we should put the 14-year-old in jail. He says maybe they'll think twice before they do the deed. He says we're talking a voluntary act here, not rape or forcible sodomy or anything that may have been done against the will of another. Let's see how the 16-year-old reacts when they're told that, hey, you know what? If we find out you're having voluntary sex before you turn whatever the legal age is for that state, then you're going to jail. See how many are willing to spread their legs for fun then. Now, I got to say, I disagree with him. I don't think that it's the right answer to send anyone to jail over this. It's just sex. I don't understand why we're so blown out of proportion about this issue. It's sexual intercourse, one of the most basic acts that human beings can perform. And I understand that along with that comes a lot of emotional attachment, a lot of issues, and possibly and the complications like pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. I'm not encouraging people to engage in this. In fact, I think people should probably do it a little bit, you know, less often, because most people have too many kids, as far as I'm concerned, at the wrong times. And I think it has to do with indiscriminate sexual activity. But that's their business and not mine.
That's fine. You know, you can take a Soviet style view towards sex. That's okay.
What do you mean, Soviet style?
That's exactly what it is. Communism had a very liberal view towards sex in general. But the fact is, You know, the godless communists, their system didn't work, and this
There's
is America.
There's nothing communistic about what I'm talking
I'm
about.
I'm not saying it's communistic. I'm just saying that it's a communist-style view of sex. I'm not saying it has anything to do with communism. I'm not saying you're communist.
1-800-259-9231 if you have a comment on this issue. 1-800-259-9231. Well, I think that it's going to continue to be an issue because we've got inconsistencies not only all around this country with different ages. So apparently, what, the 16-year-olds in the state of Connecticut are more mature than the 16-year-olds in the state of Florida because it's fully legal for a 40-year-old man to have sexual relations with a 16-year-old in the state of Connecticut.
I would say that the only inconsistencies really exist between the ages of 16 and 18. And
so are you arguing for the reduction of the age of consent to age 16?
No, I'm
no.
not.
So you're just kind of like the status quo man then. So whatever it is in my state, that's what I'm for. So what if we raised it to 21? Would you be for that?
I am for the age of consent being 18.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A,
so then
I feel like women in America live have fewer psychological problems in their 20s if they have sex at the age of 18 or after than they do if they have sex earlier. I think it's better for them mentally. Just under the
Have you ever met a woman with
today?
Wait. Have you ever met a woman without psychological problems?
Oh, please. Do we really need misogynistic overtones on the show? No. I mean...
No, your answer was no. You've never met a woman without psychological problems?
No, I don't wish to answer your question.
Aha! You plead the fifth.
No, I don't wish to justify your question with an answer. Dignify your question with an answer. All I'm saying is I think if you're an adult, you get to make adult-like decisions. Mm-hmm. If you're a child, you have to make, you know, you have to.
So who made the decision way back in the day that 18 was adult? Why is it 18 that's adult, not 17 or 19?
Number that they picked.
That they arbitrarily picked.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a problem. I don't know how we can define what an adult is, but I think there's plenty of people who are 18 years old who act like adults, and I think there's plenty of people who are 20 years old that do not act like adults.
All that matters is they've reached the chronological age of 18. But if they're not,
but
many
that's
times
not protecting
their parents
them.
Will take care of them.
That's not protecting them.
So?
And how, you know, I'd like to hear from somebody in Canada. Is the world ending in Canada because the age of consent is 14 up there?
Wow!
I'd like to hear from somebody in Canada tonight. 1-800-259-9231. Is there just indiscriminate sex all over the place? 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, it's your show. You can always change the topic as well. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yacht Boy 400PE world-band shortwave radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yacht Boy 400PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation, features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Is the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, and it's the number for you. You call in and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Whether it be personal or political, anything goes. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might just read your emails live on the air. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. So we just wrapped up this email about the age of consent. The emailer basically said that he thinks that 14-year-olds that have sex should be locked up in prison. And I think prison is just the wrong idea for everybody. Obviously, it's not stopping it. Just like the war on drugs isn't stopping the drugs coming into the country. If we had a war on underage sex, what do you think would happen, man? Thank goodness we don't, right? Thank goodness we don't. I mean, we have laws against it, and that's bad enough because it doesn't stop the sex. If we were doing a war against it, it would probably encourage it.
I think it deters the sex.
You think so?
Yes.
All right. To an extent, it may actually do that. But, I mean, like you were saying last night, I think it's just ludicrous that you suggested this. And you suggested, in all seriousness, that somebody check a driver's license before he has sex with a girl.
Well, if you're going to have sex with them in the first day or two that you meet them, which I don't recommend, period, anyway.
Good point.
Then you ought to know, yeah,
I mean, it's just a bad idea. I mean, guys out there, and in this case, it was what brought this up was this 23-year-old female that had sex with a 14-year-old male.
Wasn't a surprise for her.
You just don't. I mean, it's just a bad idea because, you know, even if there weren't laws against it, it'd still be a bad idea because they could just go crazy, you know, and just make your life a living hell, basically, and their kids, and just... Leave them alone.
They've certainly got something over you. But you know, you're right. If they had a war on underage sex and like started prancing 14-year-olds around and propositioning adult guys, they would be a mess. I mean, it would be a mess.
Oh, absolutely. And I ended the last segment with the point that in Canada, and you didn't have a chance to respond. I'm curious to what your response is. In Canada, the age of consent is 14 years old, and it's been that way for a long time up there. Now, I wonder, I don't have any statistics in front of me. For all I know, maybe in Canada, more 14-year-olds get knocked up up there. I don't know. But I know that there's a whole school here in the Tampa Bay area that we are originating the show from that is dedicated to educating pregnant teenage girls. The only people that go to this school are pregnant teenage girls. So there's certainly a problem as it stands with people having sex with underage girls and, in this case, an underage male. But I just wonder if we could compare the statistics between the United States and Canada, wouldn't it be interesting? And again, I don't know what the statistics are, but wouldn't it be interesting if we found out that the USA, with all of its statutory rape laws, has more pregnancies under the age of 18 than Canada does?
I'm sure that could be attributed to more than one thing. You know?
Well, obviously population would help, but you could divide and,
sure,
and
you could
figure that out
per capita,
right? So, what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard any sort of horror stories about this coming out of Canada. Of course, I don't exactly read their newspapers.
I think that there's
like
certain minority groups that you know, have it from a cultural angle. See younger women having kids as a better thing. You know, I think that some
ethnic groups particularly think that that's, you know, that's okay. I mean, it's expected.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, you know, if those minority groups are represented higher in one of the countries than the other, then I think that they're going to see, you know, certain level of fluctuation there.
So if you have a comment...
Culturally, I think there might be some differences.
1-800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, let's move on to this email from Erin. She's our newest Shrine of Female Listeners member. You can see her picture online at freetalklive.com. She emails us in regards to something we talked about yesterday, where we said that we thought, or at least I said this, I thought greed is a good thing. But okay. I did qualify that when I... First, we didn't really qualify it. I just kind of said it. And then, like, a segment later, came back and said, well, greed's a good thing when there's no big government around. But it's a bad, bad thing when there's big government nearby. Because if there's a greedy man and there's a big government, which is basically the mob, basically a big, big thug with a stick that he can just kind of send indiscriminately at people and take their money... Then greed's a real bad thing, because if you control a beast like big government, you can really use it to hurt people. But if you're greedy and there's no big government, then the only way for you to enrich yourself is to make people happy, is mm-hmm. to bring them a product that satisfies them, provide them with a service that they need. Otherwise, you go out of business, and that's the way the free market works, which we don't have in this country. We have a semi-free market.
I call it self-interest instead of greed, but that's just my personal opinion. Go ahead.
Anyway, she says, wow! I can't believe you guys were saying greed is a good thing. I didn't get to that part of the transmission before I called up. Are you insane?
Well, Ian should be checked.
Yes, we're a nation of capitalists, and we do give more money to charity than... We do give more money in charity to other countries while giving them tyranny and enforcing our rule of law right along with it.
Wait. We give more money to charity, period. And we give lots of money, our government gives lots of money to other countries, and our people send charitable contributions to other countries more than any other nation. So there's three different types of things talking, like in that area of charity that's being talked about here.
Right.
And I don't want to diminish for a second, because I mean she sort of glossed over the fact that America is the most charitable nation on the planet, and we support domestic charities. We as a people support foreign charities, and our government gives money.
Well, the government gives money to other governments.
Takes my money, right? Yeah, absolutely. Right. They give them to these thugs and gang members
from
other countries.
Yeah, and they get to buy BMWs and things like that.
Oh my God! When I was up in New York City and I saw the Liberian prime minister,
the UN guy,
the UN representative from Liberia, stepping out of a brand new 7 Series black BMW, when I know that his people are starving to death and dying in the streets at the time, it's despicable.
Yeah, that's sick. She says, but what about this country where we have the lowest state and local expenditure of taxes in the free world? This means we spend less money on our own people and our own schools than any other free world nation.
Huh? Good.
Yeah, we need to have lower taxes because it means more freedom, and that means that we get better educated with more freedom. But unfortunately, we are spending a lot of money on education, and so our education is in the tank. And when I say I mean our government.
I don't think that makes any sense, though.
Makes any sense?
It doesn't make any sense at all, the whole line of reasoning. I went to a private school that's the best school in the county that I live in. Or lived in at the time mm-hmm. that I went to school. And at the time, the county was spending twice as much per student to send somebody to county school.
And probably getting one-fourth of the results.
Absolutely they were. They were getting worse results. I mean, so you had the smartest kids spending half the money, or the smartest kids going to the best schools spending half the money than they were in the county. Now, I'll admit to you that there's higher cost to educating certain types of children, but I would say that they are in such a small percentage that the county doesn't have any excuse for the amount of money they spend on schools.
Absolutely.
More money does not mean better education.
Nor more money by governments.
Even, oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, if we had a free market in education, you could kind of almost envision it as like the computer industry, because the computer industry, the technological industry like that is relatively unregulated, thank goodness. If we were to deregulate education... Education prices would start dropping. Instead of college tuition rates going up and up and up and up, mm-hmm. they'd be dropping. And people would be getting more for their money. It'd be like the value meals of education.
Instead of a bunch of liberal professors.
1-800-259-9231, toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You could take control and just dial us up about anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used Hemtab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered Hemtab online, and soon after taking Hemtab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, Hemtab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. Hemtab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling Hemtab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit Hemtab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or Hemtab.com.
Hemtab, the effective alternative.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're looking for another rock and roll record to make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231 is the telephone number for you, 800-259-9231. It is, of course, Thursday evening edition. We're here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The 9 to 10 o'clock hour is a time warp hour, so stay tuned for that as well. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we've been talking about underage sex, the age of consent. Now we're moving into this email we got from Erin. She's our newest Shrine of Female Listeners member. You can see her picture, actually, at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out. She apparently is a little bit confused, and that's okay. You know, not everybody knows everything about everything, but she's a little confused on taxes versus charity versus spending on education. She seems to think, and maybe we're just misinterpreting the email, she seems to think that spending more on education is a good thing. Is that pretty much what she said there, Manwich?
Like
the government spending more on education?
Yeah, like, I got that. That's the impression I got, yes.
Well, it's not a good thing. When government spends money on education, nothing happens. I mean, think about it. The Department of I think it's the Department of Education, because they were originally going to call it the Department of Planning and Education, and that spelled dope, so they took the third letter out or something like that. Anyway, the Department of Education has just been going up and up and up. It's a federal office, and the amount of spending, of course, every 4 years when there's a presidential race, all you ever hear is, we need more money for education. We need more programs, more education programs. Our kids just aren't, they're just not cutting it anymore. What's wrong with America's children? It's the, what's wrong is we're not spending enough. That's what's wrong. I mean, you hear it every time from every politician that runs for office.
It sure is an easy answer.
And it's the wrong answer, because obviously, over time, education spending by the government has been going up. And what's been happening to the test scores?
So they say they're going down. I think it's all just nonsense, though.
What do you mean?
I just don't believe any of it. What,
you don't believe the test scores are going down?
I would say that because they're the Department of Education is a governmental entity, it doesn't operate the same way that normal things would. In the sense that you would say they're not going to say yes, everything's going fine in our business, we're doing a good job.
No. See that? I see what you're saying. You're saying that the government's going to say test scores are bad so they can get more money. Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
Okay, that's true. Government agencies do have an incentive to fail. You're right about that, because when government agencies fail, and they do all of the time, they get funded more.
Yes.
What's that? The FBI didn't catch those terrorists on 9/11? Give them more money. Obviously, they just need more money. That'll fix the problem. So every government agency operates that way. But at the same time, they also have an incentive. I mean, if they were to somehow accidentally succeed, they could get more money for succeeding as well. In this, in the state of Florida, they have a reward program, and they rate each school. So each school gets an A, a B, or C, or a D, and even if you get an A, it doesn't mean you get your funding cut. You get a bonus if you get an A. So they try to build in an incentive both ways.
Right.
But of course it doesn't work, because government doesn't work. So I don't know if that's necessarily the case, and I don't think the government controls the SATs, do they? I think that's like
the college board
or some
private company.
Yeah. So haven't SAT scores been going down? I think so.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. So testing's going down, spending's going up. Obviously, if we reverse that trend and lower the spending, better yet, abolish the Department of Education. And obviously, learning's a local thing. It seems pretty obvious to me, at least, that when you educate yourself or you get educated, you're doing it somewhere, and that somewhere is within a county, within a state. Why is it the federal government needs to set anything? Why is it needs to set standards? How is it that it can say that all of America must be exactly the same? Why is this one-size-fits-all thing even popular to some extent? I think it's a terrible idea. Every mind is different. I mean, yeah, we can all absorb certain types of information, but some of us are better at math than English. Some of us are better at English than math. And some people just want to go and plant trees. And shouldn't they be able to learn what they want to learn or what their parents think that they should learn?
I think they should for that. I mean, I don't think you've made a good case for why there shouldn't be national standards for schools. But
I'll give you the case. I don't think those bureaucrats know anything, and I'm offended by the fact that George W. Bush thinks he knows what's right for my kids. Not that I have any kids, but if I had them, I'd be very offended by that. Who are you? What grades did you get in school again, old Georgie boy?
He did great in Harvard and Yale.
Did he get C's in high school though, or something like
maybe
that?
Maybe so.
C's in college? Yeah, I don't know. 800-259-9231. So we'll continue this email here from Erin. She says, we have the highest imprisonment rate. We have 5% of the world's population and 25% of the world's prison population.
Well, that's because we have the drug war.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, a more staggering number is the percentage of our population that is imprisoned compared to other countries. And compared to other countries, yeah, she's right. We are the highest imprisoned, highest percentage, like it's something like 2 or 3% of Americans are either in prison or have been in prison or something like that. Like 1 in 36.
I'm sure she would agree that that is because of the drug war.
Yeah, absolutely. She goes on to say we have the highest crime rates, the highest murder rates, and we have the lowest test scores. Yeah, you guys are right. Greed really does pay off, doesn't it? Just like us selling drugs to our children in this country. You really think the punk on the street has the Colombian drug lord connections and the private jets shipping this stuff in? Get real and do some homework.
I don't think anyone suggested that.
No, never. Absolutely not. The punk on the streets get their product from a network of people that on the upper echelon, the upper levels, have the private jets and they have all those things, but they don't have connections direct to that. No.
That's why the because the distribution channels in the black market are so convoluted is the reason that you have such an incredible markup on drugs. I mean, like in the neighborhood of
1,700%. I think. 800-259-9231, so we want to hear from you about anything. Change the topic if you'd like. 1-800-259-9231. More Free Talk Live coming up. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. 3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NOBO.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Wrapping up hour number one here shortly, but stick around because we're live until 9 o'clock Eastern Time.
From 9, yes, we are.
That's right. From 9 to 10, we have the Time Warp Hour. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. We've talked about sexual relations so far this hour. We've talked about greed and all sorts of things. But actually, we got an email coming that came in during the break from Johnson, who's hanging out in our chat room right now, and you can get in the chat room as well at freetalklive.com. It's absolutely free, not to mention the bulletin board system that we have, over 185 users hanging out on, over 1700 posts for you to read. The Shrine of Female Listeners, definitely something you want to check out, and much, much more, all free, including archives at freetalklive.com. And I asked a question earlier this hour. I asked for a Canadian caller, and we get them occasionally, but I asked for a Canadian caller to 1-800-259-9231 because we were talking about the age of consent. And, man, which you firmly believe that the age of consent should be 18. Now, the reason you believe that is because that's what you've always been told, apparently, because in Canada, the age of consent is 14. And my question was, considering that, that's a... I mean, 4 years when you're a teenager is a huge length of time.
Yes.
I mean, the maturity level of a 14-year-old versus an 18-year-old, in most cases, is pretty significant.
All you have to do is go to high school and take a look.
Right. So it made me wonder, is there a real problem with teenage pregnancy in Canada? And, of course, I don't have any statistics. I hardly ever do. I mostly just pull everything out, you know, wherever on this show. But somebody does, and that's Johnson. He says, First of all, he makes it clear that teen pregnancies, and this is according to the Alan Guttmacher Institute, he says teen pregnancies are much higher in the United States than any other developed country.
That would include Canada.
Double that of Canada. Double. The rates, not the amount of people, because obviously we have more people than Canada, but the rates of teenage girls getting pregnant double in the United States. With all of our statutory rape laws, Canada's age of consent is 14.
I don't think the statutory rape laws are meant to limit teenage pregnancy. And there's no guarantee.
Well, they're meant to limit sex with teens, and the more sex you have
adults,
with teens, the more you're going to get pregnant. The more you're going to get them pregnant.
I don't think that that anybody's suggesting putting 16-year-olds jail for having sex with each other.
Wait a minute. Seriously, do you really believe that, as far as the percentages of teenage girls that are having sexual relations, do you really believe the majority of them are having them with boys or males their own age or in
yes.
their age range? I don't think so. I think that most of them are having sex with someone over the age of 18. I think there's a lot of it. I think a lot of these are a result of statutory rape. Anyway, just some of the statistics here. The teen pregnancy rate has declined 28% from 1990, and it has declined another 6% between 2001 and 2002. Over 800,000 teens become pregnant each year. 10% of women aged 15 to 19 become pregnant each year. 19% of women who are sexually active between 15 and 19 become pregnant each year. 34% of women get pregnant at least once before the age of 20. Wow. That's a shocker. 34% of women get pregnant at least once before the age of 20. That's one in three. The United States teen pregnancy rate has declined 28%. Just mentioned that. 78% of teen pregnancies are unplanned. 60% of teen pregnancies are in 18 and 19-year-olds. So even most of those teen pregnancies are on the upper end. But nonetheless, they're getting knocked up a whole lot more here in the United States. Very interesting. 800-259-9231. We continue with Free Talk Live in a moment. It's your show, so take control and bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
U.S.